Okay. The the third paragraph of Ksubos is a particular treat, actually. The main topic is somewhat the actual topic, which is the Knas of Onis Umfate. It's the most significant sugyas and shas of the concept of Kimud Rav Minei, which is going to take a lot of our time. And Agav, mostly Agav, the Kimud Rav Minei, we really get all of the greatest Lundish sugyas and shas in this parak. It's a very, very special treat for us. We're going to start today, as you noticed, before we start easing into the main sugyas of the parak, with what is sachkul, a side point, just happens to be the first inyan discussed by the Rishonim here, which is the Nisina and the Kutis and all the people, various girls of unclear nationalities. It's just before we jump into it, in terms of knowing what we have at our disposal this year, the Ksubos is unique. Well, perhaps not unique, but is very has advantages and disadvantages in that it is blessed with many Rishonim, as well as almost all Mesechtos are blessed with many Achronim. You know, besides what we have here in the Gemara, there is a Tosos Rush. There is a Tosos Shantz, which is I'm not sure if it's in these Kovitzes. Do the Kovitzes have Tosos Shantz? No, because I think it's, you know, published by someone who copyrights it, etc. But which is very, very, very important. More important than Tosos Rush. Tosos Rush is Sachkol, more similar to our Tosos. Tosos Shantz, sometimes the Girsa is not, they couldn't read everything in the Ksav Yad, but sometimes has real, very, very precious gems. And in terms of the Rishonei Svarad, we have a Ramban and a Rashba and a Ritva and a Ran in the back and a Chidush Aran and a Ra'ah, which always has, find that the Ra'ah always has interesting things to add that are not necessarily found in everyone in that chain. It's you know, a lot to read, but for those who want to, you know, not only learn the Makoros, but go through more in the Rishonim. And there's, you know, a lot of similarity in what they say. The Ra'ah always has interesting knaches. There's a Me'iri, of course. And in terms of Achronim, there are some that are more famous from, well, I guess in terms of Achronim, first I would point out the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes on Ksubos, I don't know if anyone's tried to open it yet, is very, very different than, I don't know what the last Masechet we learned Shita Mekubetzes was here, Baba Kama, even Baba Tzia. Right, so Baba Kama, the Shita Mekubetzes, is just a Shita Mekubetzes. All he does is quote Rishonim. You know, some of which we have published otherwise, some of which we don't. Very user-friendly. In Bava Metzia, it's mostly the same. He quotes Rishon every once in a while, especially in the beginning. He adds his own analyses somewhat, you know, does half and half on it. On Ksubos, if anyone tried to go through the Shidin Gwetz on Ksubos, this is where the fellow who put out the most out of the written Nivomus got his idea from. It's, you know, 25% to quoting Rishonim and 75% his own Chidushim, which are, you know, sometimes a little more populish than when we're used to, sometimes not, but in any case are very, very, very lengthy. So the Shita Mekubetzes has great ideas. It's definitely worth reading through the Shita Mekubetzes on Ksubos. Even though it's worth it, it's very, very difficult, and just, you know, whenever something is so long, it's hard to keep your interest up and to make sure you're following. So it's a challenge, a worthwhile challenge, but a challenge that you know, not everyone is necessarily going to be interested in taking on. So that's the Shita Mekubetzes. Really, Shita Mekubetzes is an achron on Ksubos. The Rishonim he quotes are mostly the same Rishonim that we have printed anyway. Once in a while, he has something, you know, from left field, but he's more of an achron on Ksubos. You know, there's a Pnei Yeshua, there's a Chassam Sofer, there's a Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Beseder, there is a sefer, the Hafla, the Machnan Kedushin Hafla on Ksubos for Pinchas Levi Horowitz. There's also a classic that you only have on this Pesachet, similar to some of these others. And, you know, we'll be, as our usual derech, looking at them, you know, here and there. That's the basic lay of the land. For those who want to, you know, do more than just what's on the Makoros here, I guess my general recommendation is to try to tackle the, you know, other, the Tosfos Shans probably, even though it's very difficult to read sometimes because the manuscript was the Ksav Yad was unclear, and, you know, the Rishonei Sfarad, however many we go through, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, do you need the Chedush Iran as much if you read the Ramban? Often not. The Ra often has nice nuggets. Okay.
Was the Tosfos Shans printed out in black letters in a separate book, or it's only in...
No, it's published by, I forget the name of the publishing house. I have it downstairs on my Makom. It's not in these kovitzes because I think they didn't, you know, it's newly copyrighted, so they're more machbet on it. But it is published. I think there's only, might only be one edition out there. But if you get your hands on it, if not, more you'll find some way to. It's on the Tosfos Shans on the Bar-Ilan?
I'm asking.
No, I don't think so. Okay, Morty, you'll figure out how to get his hands on it and send it around to us. Okay, let us jump into the Masechet. Elu naros sheish lahen knas, right, talking about, which, as you can imagine, there would be another Mishnah following that says Elu naros sheish lahen knas, which girls have perhaps borderline questions of knas, and the first section of this Mishnah, the Ikaron, is going to be girls who are usher to marry. And the chiddush is, even though we don't say, I think we're doing this nowadays, even though we don't say velosiel isha or mahorim harenalo leisha, you can't marry her. Nonetheless, still have to pay the knas. You can separate and have the knas part without the marriage part. Habala mamzeres. Okay, that's a very very simple one. Classic yisuri bia. Ve'al hanesina ve'al kutit, and a nesina and a kutit. Okay, we will stop here for now. Netina and Kutit are next to Mamzeret. Seems to be the principle is that Netina and Kutit are girls who one is usher to marry, and nonetheless, the usher to marry without Kuris. Later on, we'll have the ones that are Bakuris, usher to marry with a lav, let's say, and nonetheless, there's a Knas. That part is fairly straightforward. Where it gets interesting is when the Rishonim argue about exactly what is the Isser of Nesinim. So Nesinim, we all remember the story from Sefer Yoshua, right? The Givonim came to Yoshua and fooled him and said, "We're from far away, we want to make a treaty with you. And Yoshua agreed and accepted them. Then mitbarer that they're really from the Shiva Umos, who, right, Los Akros Lahem, etc., Bris. And nonetheless, because of Kiddush Hashem, that even though halachically Shua wasn't binding, they all swore halachically it wasn't binding, because it was all betos, right? That's not a Torah's never binding excuse. That's a real tos. They tricked them. But nonetheless, because of Chilul Hashem, how would it look to break a Shua made by the leaders of all of Klal Yisrael? So they accept them. And Yeshua made them, wood choppers and water bearers, something like that. And it's clear all over Shas, they're one of the Pasul Yochsin that you're not allowed to marry. For example, in Yochsin, Kiddushin says these are one of the people who regular Jews, God of Israel, can't marry. And in Makos, in the beginning of Third Perek, says these are the people who get Malkos, someone who sleeps with a Mamzeret u Netina. The question is, what's the nature of this Isser? So Rashi here says, Netina meaning of only the Asur, they're called the David Gazer Alehem. What's the nature of the Isser that David made the Gzeir on them? He said they're called Nesinim because the Lashon of Yoshua, where it says Vayv Yitnim Yoshua, but the Gzeir is meaning it's Lachora, it's an Isser Drabanan that David made. Tosfos disagrees, quoting here Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Well, what's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? That is Isser Daraisa of. Losis Chatin Bum. Right? Losis Chatin Bum. We know there's a discussion in Yevamos, we'll come back to in a moment, discussion in Yevamos, where the Los Eschatin Bum is talking about while they're goyim, don't intermarry, what we call intermarriage, or is it talking about converts? Now, if it's talking about goyim, there's a machlokes tanaim. All goyim or only the Shiva Umos? The Rambam says all goyim, we're not supposed to intermarry with any goyim. If it's talking about converts, then obviously Los Eschatin Bum is not talking about all goyim, because obviously all goyim convert, we're allowed to marry them. It's talking specifically about the Shiva Umos, that even if they convert, you still can't marry them. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam Paskins says, the Maskana of the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav, that Los Eschatin Bum means even after they convert, you can marry French and Spanish and Belgian and Congolese and you know, New Zealanders, but you can't marry the Shiva Umos even after they convert. They're seen more obviously from the Shiva Umos, that's why they have to trick Yoshua, and therefore, even after they convert, there's a lav d'oraisa of Lo Sischatin Bum. Lemaisa, this machlokus, like most machlokus rishonim, is really comes out of a steer in the sugyas. A steer between which two sugyas? Which two sugyas? Where's the steer here that this machlokus starts from? It doesn't start from ksubas. Ksubas just innocently mentions it in aloka and all of a sudden gets in trouble with Rashi and Tosfos. Yivamos Ayin Ches versus Yivamos Ayin Vav, exactly. Right? So, the Gemara in Yevamos, which is discussing explicitly Nesinim, there it's discussing with the Kohen to a Daka, Kamer, Nesinim, etc. Rava there has a Havamina Maskana. We almost always pass like Rava and Shas, right? What is Rava in the Havamina? The Havamina of Rava is that Lo Sischatin Bum equals Biggie Yusan. When they're Goyim, you can't intermarry with Goyim. But Nesinim, Biggie Yusan, are only Asur and Midrabanan. That's what it says, that's what Rava says at first. And then Rava says, Lag Milsi, it's not true. But the Maskana, he says it's not true. Why is it not true? Because he reads the pasuk, l'maskana lo sischatin bum, meaning don't have a chalos marriage with them. Now, when they're still goyim, you can't. A Jew and a goy can't marry. There's no such chalos. So obviously, it must mean big erusan, right? So the maskana is that lo sischatin bum is big erusan. And is Bibi Rusan, and therefore Nesinim are Asurin Min HaTorah because of, right, Lo Sischatin Bum. Okay, that's what Furish Gemara, it sounds very nice, the Havamina Maskana. The only problem is, what does it say in Yevamos Ayin Ches? It has a very long agata there, right? But what's the basic episode? What did it start on? Testament base or something, whatever I wrote here, yeah? Very simply, what does it say there? That David goes around them, right? Why is David goes around them? So the whole story, right? Because of the whole plagues that Hashem put on us or drought. And David said, why is it? And it's because Shaul killed the... Whatever exactly, the story is complicated. However, directly, indirectly, he killed some of the Gevonim, and he went to the Gevonim and says, forgive Shaul. And Shaul's already in a better place. Forgive Shaul's legacy. And then we'll get Kapara. And they said, only if you string up his descendants and take vengeance on them, and they were very bloodthirsty and vengeful, and we're not willing to be marveled to say them. So in the end, David says, people like this, we should be Gozer on. The Gemara explains, Yeshua also Gozer temporarily, but David Gozer permanently. Beseder. So it says here that David Gozer Alehem, which means, right, it's only an Isser Drabon and the David Gozer Alehem. So we have here fundamentally a Stira. So what do we do if we have a Stira? So here we have a fundamental holding. Rashi and Tosos before bringing in the more, even more interesting Shitas from the other Rishonim. What does Tosa say? So Rabbeinu Tam here says it's an Isidor Reis of Losas Chatimah, and that's pshat in Losas Chatimah. What does Tosas do with Xer of David? What does Rabbeinu Tam do with Xer of David? Anyone? Right. He says this is Pashat. Says this is the real din, right? Which Gemara is the real Gemara? This is the real din. The real din is Losas Chatimah Isur Doraisa Shemomos. Very Pashat. What about David? So he's Nidchak a little to say. David wasn't Gozer Isur Bia. There was always an Isur Bia. David was Gozer Abdus. And that's, you know, fits in, or Shibud, perhaps. That fits in Mahalach of the Gemara there. Why? So they say, oh, what do you mean David was Gozer? Wasn't Yoshua already Gozer? Moshe already Gozer? Because it says, Chativas Eitzim and Shivas Mayim. So Rabbi Tam says, they're not talking about Isser Bia there. They're talking about Shibud. David was Gozer Shibud. And that's, and it's a little Madoyik in the Gemara there. The Gemara says, what do you mean David was Gozer Shibud? Wasn't Yeshua Gozer? Shibud, right? That's what one chopping the water carrying. And was it Moshe say Chotu Yitzchak Moshe Mimechas? They say, okay, Douglas goes to the Shibud forever, even the Olam Vod after the time of Korban. It's a little dachuk. Why? As Rabbeinu Tam points out, because the Gemara said, talking about how we shouldn't be Nidbud. We shouldn't, you know, it's not really Dubik Bahem, right? We should stay away from them. What does Shibud have to do with staying away from? So Rabbeinu Tam just adds, it's very poshut. Anyone who knows a little sociology. I mean, people like myself, who never studied anything of anything, we just make up sociology as we go along, based on common sense. Anyone who knows, maybe that's what sociologists do also. Anyone who knows a little sociology knows that, you know, at the risk of being a little cynical or realistic, Isser Bia and religious restrictions are one thing and nice, and theoretically, especially in this month, we all commit ourselves to keeping them 100% and hope everyone else does also. But you know what? Isser Bia goes so far, some people keep it, some people don't. David had a clever idea. Ah, you really want to keep us from clinging to them? Don't just forbid marrying them. People break prohibitions. Make them a lower social class, right? Make them put a shibud. People are willing to break prohibitions, but how many people are going to marry someone lower than their social class? No way. That's sociology sometimes in this world, more powerful than religious prohibitions. So that's what he says. He says, it's a little bit dachuk, but he says, the gzeira was shibud shalo. Shalo Yitama, what's his, maybe what's his Lashon? He says, oh, Ben Chorin, Kadosh Shalo Yitama be Yisrael. Right? They were always Usher. David just added sociology to the Isser. Says, not only can't we marry them, but we should be a little different social class from them so that they won't blend in, they won't assimilate into the rest of us, because sociology is sometimes more powerful in the real world than Isser Heter.
But you're starting first in the right column from Ayin Vav. You're associating the Nisinim with all of the Shiva Omos, and in the left column, you're from us. So you're really dealing only with the Nisinim.
I'm dealing only with the Nisinim.
I couldn't tell when I was learning this.
What
is the topic?
David's Zera is only on the Nisinim. We're talking about the Nesina. In Midaraisa, the Nesina were just an example of Shiva Umos. Midrabanan, there's a special Xer on the Nesina. That's the Nesina, Midaraisa level, Midrabanan level.
But they don't appear as part of the names of the Shiva Umos.
I see what you're saying. No, that's because the Shiva Umos are nations. The Gibeonim were only part of one nation. It says before they were Chivi in the Pasuk. But they were just the Chivi, you know, it's like the, you know, people from, you know, New Yorkers are Americans, but we call them New Yorkers, because they're very, very different than all other Americans, right? You know, I'm a New Yorker, so I know we don't have manners, etc. Okay, the Gibeon was just one city within the Chivim, but they are from the Shiva Umos, that's the question. Okay,
The Medrash tells that they were really Armenians. The Chitim were Armenians, and before went to war against Armenia. This is a little part that came to itself.
Right, okay, there's a lot of you know, the Armenians, alright, say to the Armenians nowadays have enough tzaras, they don't need us to make wars with them. We'll stick to the Gazans and, see if we could, work that out. Okay, that reminds me of an interesting story, but since it's the first shiur and I want people to come back, so I'll pretend it's gonna be more Torah than stories. For the new people. The Rashi, at least Rashi here, clearly takes a different approach. Seems to say David was Gozer Aleihem. So, sorry. And then, okay, the other Kasha and Tosos, he managed to answer for himself. We're not going to go through them. What does Rashi do with, let's take Rashi in Ksubos. Rashi in Ksubos sounds like Mashmos of Rashi and Ksupos sounds like this is the real din. The real din is it's Xera from David. That's the bush of Shad. David was Gozer that we not marry them. And that's what Rashi says in Yevamos there, and that's Sugiv Dov being Gozer. Says it's not the David of Gozer Shebud. It's that Eved is a code word, he said in the Testament Aleph. Eved is a code word for Iserbia. Because an Eved is also to marry because of Lo Yekadesh. According to Rashi, that's what Lo Yekadesh means, and that's what Lo Yekadesh means. It's referring to marrying, intermarrying with Avladim. So this same part that Tosa says, talking about Sheba Nayin Tesanal Vivamos, Rashi right there on the side, Vivamos Nayin Tesanal says, when they mention the part about being Chofi H and Sorvi Magim, they're not talking about Sheba, they're talking about Iserbia. Why? Because an Eved has an Iserbia. So, what does Rashi do with the Gemara in Yevama Zayin Vavam Aleph? Which says Mefurash it's an Isidorais of Losas Chatin Bam. So Rashi himself does not tell us terribly much. But what are the I don't know who I put here, the Magen Mishnah maybe, the Tosfos Shan says the same thing, and the Ramban and Yevama says the same thing. Not the little snippet I put, but the whole thing we discuss all the Shitas. What's Rashi going to do with the Gemara in Yevama Zayin Vavam Aleph? Say many of the Rishonim.
The Havmina Rava? Tosa said the same thing.
Correct. You're right. That's really Mefurash and Tosos, because that's the Fishi Tosso, because it's Alkadaitim Ekara. You're right. It's really in the next Tosos. Right, says the next Tosos. Lefishi Tosso, Kiddis Alkadaitim Ekara Bel Arel. Rashi Shita is, you don't need to go to the other Makoros, Rashi Shita is, according to Tosos Vichule, Rashi Shita is Rashi Shita is that Kedesaka Daimekara, meaning it's a Machlokes Hasugyas. What is a Machlokes Hasugyas? Vikaimalan. Can have amina de rabba, or havmina is always a very negative word. Kide kasalka daite de rabba. Right? Kide kasalka daite.
That's something very unusual.
Okay, happens. Meaning, the rabba changed his mind, but really he was right the first time. He shouldn't have changed his mind. It's a bit of a chiddush, right? Since when do we not paske and lie rabba when he changed his mind and pass like his havmina? But Rashi says, look, first, the Gemara says Rava changes his mind and says Ishtar Reis Loschat and Baba. Then later, it says Zera David. So it must be that we pass like the happening of Rava. That's what all the Rishonim and Achronim say for Rashi. That's what Tosfos says here. That's what the Magen Mishnah says here. That's what the Ramban. That's on the Makoros. That's what the Ramban says. Who else holds that it's only an Ishtar Rabbanan on the Nesinim? What? The Ramban. The Ramban. And the Ramban is Mefurash. Not just that it's only an Ishtar Rabbanan. It's Mefurash that we hold like the happening of Rava, which already makes it not so crazy. I mean, Rambam thought we hold like the Havmina of Rava. So why can't Rashi? They didn't read each other. Probably. But great minds think alike. Because what does the Rambam say? In the beginning of Perek Yud Beis Bisuri Bia, he says Mefurash, Los Ischatin Bam is referring to when they're still Goyim. And then later on, he says Mefurash, but once they convert, even the Shiva Umos are not going to marry. He's Mefurash, you're allowed to intermarry the Shiva Umos if they convert. Oh, what about the Nesina? Ah, that was like Zera, the David, and, different leaders made over generations. This Mefurash as the Shita of the Rambam, that we pass like the Havmin of Rava. And I thought that that this was also the shita of the Tosfos Rid here, because what does well? Maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself. What did the Tosfos Rid here say? He says one simple thing. He says he doesn't say Doraisa Drabbanan. He says what's the Isser of Nesinim? Mishum Avdos, not Mishum Losas Chatinbam, right? The Isser of Nesinim is Mishum Avdos. Now, very simple. Why is it Mishum Losas Chatinbam? So it seems to be hold like the happening of Rabbah. The Isser is not because of Losas Chatinbam, rather the Isser, well, okay. Rather, the Isser is because of Avdos. Whose goes are Avdos? We know Dovah's goes are Avdos, right? Yeshua's goes are the David beefed up the Gzeira. So clearly he thinks it's Mishum the Gzeira of David of Avdos, and not because of the original Isser of Lo Seschatinbam. So Lechora, the Rid, the Tosfos Rid on the side here, the Tosfos Rid on the side here, is not actually the Tosfos Rid. If you look at the style, it's not a Tosfos style, but it is actually the Rid. So it's not a big deal. It's just the Piskei HaRid. I don't know if anyone saw they published recently in the last 30 years a lot of the Piskei HaRid. So it is the same Rid as the Tosfos Rid familiar with. But other Masechtas, it's just, it's not Tosfos, right? He more like goes through the Gemara with Ha'aros, you know, and occasional discussions like a Rif or a Rach. And it's not like take one line and get onto tons of tangents, like he does in the Tosfos Rid that we remember last year Masechtas Shabbos, the Tosfos Rids. But it's still the same Rid. It's just really the Piskei Rid. What are the problems with Rashi? So Tosfos has a few very, very, very fundamental problems with Rashi, which would also apply to the Rambam and Lechora, the Tosfos Rid. What are some of the problems we have with Rashi? Don't tell me the problem is he's against the Gemara Yevam Stafayim Bavim and Aleph. That was, okay, we started with, like, something had to go.
All the times you're comparing the scene and then comes in.
Right. So, what are the problems with Rashi? One, we always many times in Shas he quotes, we always mention Mamzeres Unesina as Asurin Midoraisa, right? That is a significant problem. I mean, it's all over Shas that it's Doraisa. So, okay, Lechora Tosfos gives the right answer for Rashi and the Rambam, which is?
Mention it together.
Exactly, and lets you question and answer. Question, answer. And can you give me a precedent? Like, is this the craziest, most ridiculous thing in the world to say we mention two different girls who are forbidden together and we call them both Doraisa, but really only one of them is Doraisa? Is that crazy or is there a clear precedent? Right. All over we say Grusha V'Chalutza. Like in Eluhin Alokin. Mamzeret Zinasini gets Malkus and Grusha V'Chalutza gets Malkus. And almost all of them, Mepharshim say, well, everyone knows Chalutza is the Rabbanan. Everyone except for Rabbi Akiva, but most of the Parshim assume our mission is according to the Chachamim. And Chalutz is Rabbanim, but since it's like Grusha, so the Seder, so it's they always include them together, and really only Grusha is Doraisa. It's Lav Davka. Likewise, in Zeres and Asina, if neither of them is Doraisa, it wouldn't make sense. But if one of them is Doraisa and they go together, so they just always mention them together, so it's Lav Davka, just Agav, Mamzeres. So that's Lechor the right answer. Lav Davka. Just Agav Mamzeres. Okay, what's Tosfos? Obviously, that's a little dachuk. It's not so crazy, because Grusha V'Chalutza, we have similar things, that's a little dachuk. What's Tosfos' other problem with Rashi? That, at least, the initial way he understands Rashi. So his other problem with Rashi, I think Tosfos basically three questions of Rashi, if you look here. He quotes Ve'einir L'Rabbeinu Tam. So first says because it says all over that it's Doraisa. And then he says Bataka. Okay, it could just be Agav, it could just be Lav Davka. And then he says he doesn't like it because it's against the Gemara in Yevamos Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Okay, so Rashi will say we don't pass like that. And then he says, V'od l'pirish ha-kuntris. He says, hold on a second, what was the nature of the Gzeira of David, according to Rashi and the Tosfos Rid? Avdos. Hold on a second. an Eved, on the one hand, this could help Rashi, an Eved Taka is Asher Midoraisa. But, what's the problem with an Eved, right? If David was Gozer Avdus, then is an Eved just Isurei Bia? An Eved is worse in some ways than a Mamzeres and etc. And Do's main problem is that, what does he say? He says, if it's really Avdus, so first of all, Ein La Knas, a Shifcha doesn't have a Knas, and B, there's no Kedushin, and yet the Mishnah says in Kedushin, Komokom Sheyesh Kedushin, Komamzeres and Asina. Right? So there should be no Knas, no Kedushin, and the Gemara says a Nisin, in Mishnah Asar Yosin, says a Nisin is allowed to marry a Eved Meshuchar. And yet it's Meforshin Gittin that an Eved Meshuchar is not allowed to marry an Eved. An Eved Meshuchar is allowed to marry a Mamzer and a Mitzri and an Adomi and all the people who are Asalom B'Kahal. But Eved Meshuchar can't marry an Eved. That's explicit. And remember the famous case, right? There was a guy who was half Meshuchar, half not, so he couldn't marry a regular Jew because he was half Eved. He couldn't marry an Eved Shifcha because he was half Meshuchar, half free. So basically he says it can't be. If Douglas goes or Avdus, then there should be no Knas. Maybe get out of that Bedochak, but no Kiddushin. And an Isser to a Eved Meshuchra. All of which can't be. Meaning, I don't think there's any way in Shas to defend, I'm sure someone could always be more creative, the idea that they're Mamash Avadim. Because it's before there's Kiddushin, is Tofis and Asina. And there's no Kiddushin in Eved. And it's before there's Knasin in Asina. And there's no Knasin in Shivka. And it's before and Asina can marry an Eved Meshuchra. And we know an Eved can't marry an Eved Meshuchra. So, which can't be. So Lachora Tosfos gives the right answer for Rashi here also. What do you have to say to Shita of Rashi is? And I think the thing that Tosfos read, even though Tosfos read said Avdus, he can't mean Mamash Avdus. It can't be. He means Lab Mamash Avdus. It doesn't mean Avdus the Oraisa Mamash the Chalus with Eved. It means Gzeret Rabbanah Mitam Eved. You know, that midrabbanan, they put a shibud on them, they put a drabbanan version of the Isser of Eved on them. But since it's only a drabbanan version, so still it's a knas, there's still a thesis kedushin, they weren't gozer like Ayin Vav and Aleph. You know, they were only gozer drabbanans on kosher Jews, they weren't gozer drabbanans on regular Jews, rather. Not exactly the same there. Not a budu shukwerin. That's what you have to say, what Tosu says. What Tosu says is, and this also makes sense because, hold on a second. If there were gozer avdus on them, that means that, simple pshat, originally they weren't avadim. Right? That's a simple pshat. They weren't avadim, they were gozer avdus. Not so pa. But you could say, like, hold on, if someone's not really an Eved, you can't be gozer total avdus on them to change their nature and their deraisa status. You can be gozer, hefker bez and hefker, that there's a shibud on them, meaning that they have to work. You can't be gozer and isser rabbanan. But Lav Davka, who says you can be gozer to turn someone from Ben Choron into a real Eved Kanani? So therefore it makes a lot of sense that it's not Avdus Mamish, but rather a Shebud and an Isser Rabbanah. What? Right, that's also true. How would they be good with Kiel? So the answer is they weren't goes a real old Adinim of Avdus. They were just goes where they have to chop wood and draw water, and you should marry them like Shneos Larayas, like, or maybe better comparison is like their moms are drunk on it. So the moms are drunk on it, never drunk on it.
You
have
to put on tefillin
every day. Yeah, they still
have
to put on tefillin.
You want to say that in the first one too, that it's a moms are drunk on it?
No, I said it was like a Mamzer Drabbanan. It was parallel in some ways. Just parallel.
I mean, because Grusha of a Chalut,
so
it is.
Correct. So the truth is, the Ramban here has that question. He says, I understand how Chalut is Aga Grusha, because Chalut is just a Grusha Midrabbanan. Is it a Sina Mamzeris Midrabbanan? So I don't want to go that far, but I think what he would say is the Gemara says in many places that a mamzer is a chisor in his kedusha. So just like a mamzer is a begam in his kedusha, so then a sina of a begam's rabban in their kedusha. And that way they're like mamzer's rabban. But you're right, that's the Rabban and Rashba right here on the Mishnah make that point explicitly. Very good. Okay. Of course, the technical problem with with Rashi is before we get to the other Rishonim. What's the problem you have understanding the Shita of Rashi? The Rashi. What does Rashi here say? It's Gzeirah of David. What does Rashi and Yavama say? Yeah, it's Gzeirah of David. It's an Amdus, whatever. Sounds very much like the Tosfos Rid. Anyone have any other Rashis up their sleeve? What does Rashi say in Makos? Los Eschatin Pum. Here we have a problem. He says Mefurish like Rabbeinu Tam. He says explicitly like Rabbeinu Tam. And it's not just Makos, also in Sanhedrin, right? The exact same thing. Right? Did I put Rashi and Sanhedrin here? Yeah. Rashi and Sanhedrin and Makos say Mefurish like Rabbeinu Tam. So that is a a little tricky. I hope I got all the Rashis. One second, let me just check. Someplace here. All right, let's assume I did. So what do you do with the steer at Rashi? So I saw, I don't know if I did, I put the Yamshel Shlom, here. It's the Shidun Govetz here says something a little radical. He says, no, Rashi really holds that it's only an Issa Drabban of David. When he said in Sanhedrin and Makos that it was Los Eschatinbam, he meant before they converted, when they were still Goyim. He meant like there'd be a Nesina before they came to Yeshua and converted, which is a little funny that should be what they're talking about in Shas. That's a very, very dachuk shot. What do you do with the Stira in Rashi? Let's just Stira in Rashi. So one is what the Shidun Gubetza suggests, which is that Makos and Sanhedrin Mairi Bigiyusan. The Nesinim before they converted to Yoshua with Yoshua. Okay, that's just a little hard to... Yeah, you never know. It doesn't mean it means theoretical Nesinim, you know, before they were Nesinim. That would be a little bit strange. The other possibility, before we, I'm not going to say all the possibilities now, I think the Pashup shot, this gets into a big issue, which is, you know, more of a, I don't know, academic, whatever issue, but the Achronim deal will discuss this, which I don't really have an answer to. I don't know, maybe someone here has an answer to. You know, does Rashi have to have a consistent Shita through Shas or not? Right? I mean, is Rashi more of a Posek or more of a, you know, Parshan shot, Pashup shot? This is discussed both in terms of stew between Rashi and Shas, stew between Rashi and Chumash and Rashi and Shas. So the question is, it could be the Pashup Shot. A lot of people hold that Rashi is not always consistent. He's not always speaking the Libra de Hilchasa. What Rashi does is he's Mefarish each Gemara according to the way that works the smoothest. Now, what do I mean? Rashi admits, meaning Rabbeinu Tam says, I am the only legitimate opinion. Los Eschatin Bam D'Oraisa, that's the only legitimate opinion. There is no other opinion, valid opinion in the world. Rashi, though, he admits it's a machlokas amaroyim. He admits there is a maskana in Yvamos. He just doesn't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. He just doesn't pass in that way. So Rashi's starting out admitting there's a machlokas amaroyim about it. He's saying, I hold like the amaroyim that it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. But there's also a sheet in the amaroyim that it's an Issa D'Oraisa of Los Eschatin Bam. So maybe you could say, there's also a dochuk if you don't generally hold this derech. But maybe you could say that, yeah, Rashi in Makos and Sanhedrin was speaking Aliba de the Maskana of Rava, and Rashi in Yevamos and Ksubos was speaking Aliba de the Havmin of Rava. Why? Maybe because, at least in most of the cases, maybe because each Gemara... each Gemara, he interpreted way that's simplest for someone to learn that Gemara. In Makos, it's in Alokin. Sounds like an Issa D'Oraisa. So he says the simplest way to read this Gemara is according to the Maskana of Rava. In Sanhedrin, it's also clear that we're talking about an issue d'oraisa. So that's not the simplest way to read this is, according to the Maskana of Rava. In Yevamos, says Xer of David, let me interpret this as Xer of David. Over here, he can say whatever he wants, because there is no context. It's just mentioned in the Mishnah Ksubas about Knas. It doesn't say too much. So it could be that here he is Machria, that he really thought the Xer of David is a better shot. But nonetheless, in Makkos Sanhedrin, he said it'll be simpler for someone to understand the Sugya, Aliva did the Maskana of Rava. So maybe, if you hold Ula Yishlomar, Dibemakos, Visanhedrin, Piresh, Aliva, Dimaskana, Dirava, Vikan, Piresh, Aliva, Dasugyat, Yevamos, Ayin Chesem, Base. Okay. Maybe you could say that these just no steer. He's talking about different shitas. Why are Rashi talking about different shitas? Because some of them say it's a derech of Rashi to interpret Gemara's in different places, according to different shitas, whatever reads smoothest.
Could you possibly say, I heard this from could you possibly say that there's a difference between where they extended the Yisur D'oraisa and Rabbanon and the distinction between that and the and Yisur D'Rabbanon, which is just the
Siyah. I totally hear the time now. I'm just not sure that that would really explain the Lashon of Rashi. Okay, we can discuss it later. I'm not just sure that this would help us understand this Rashi. Okay, there are two other Pshatim, which we will come back to in a moment. But before we come back to those other Pshatim, let's just see what other opinions there are out there in the Rishonim. Right, basically, both Rashi and Tosfos, both Rashi and Tosfos have a somewhat of a weakness. Every Pshat is going to have some disadvantage. If there's a Pshat with no disadvantage, everyone would agree to it. Right? All the Rishonim were smart. But everyone had their judgment call picked, what disadvantage they're willing to swallow, what dechak they're willing to swallow, and what they felt was very compelling. So many times it's very compelling the Maskana of Rava, even though in Yevamos it sounds like talking about marrying them, it's really just talking about putting them in a different social class, so that we'll stay separate from them. Rashi says, no, it's really pshat as Xer of David. We must paskin, unlike the Maskana in Daf Ayin Vav. What are the, Ramban and the Rashba and the basically all the Rishonei Sfarad in the base medrash and the Ramban. The Ramban says this here, and the Rashba here, and the Ritva here, and the Ran and the they all some of them also bring another daya, but they all like this daya. How are they miyashiv this stira between Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav and Ayin Ches? Are they exactly like Ravina Tam? Are they exactly like Rashi? What did the Rishonei Sfarad say?
Isur Doros and Isur Olam. Isur Doros and then Yerushalayim.
Exactly. So, what did the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, etc., what they call the, nowadays, the base medrash of the Ramban, right? This is all the, right, I don't mean Rishonei Sfarad, like the earlier Rishonei Sfarad, like the Ramban and the Rif. I mean, the base medrash of the Ramban, the Ramban goes to the Rashba and the Rud, then it goes to the Rashba and the Ra'an, and then to the Ritva, and then to the Ran, and then Muka Yosef, which they also printed here, I didn't get a chance to look up, etc. What do they say? They say it depends. Which door? Right? Lo sischatin gong. Now, is there such thing that some Isri Bia expire after a number of Doros? Sure, not all Yisrael Bia, right? By Mamzer, it says Mefurish, right? Forever, or Gandor Siri. By Amoni Moavi, it says Mefurish forever. We know by Mitzri Nadomi, right? Not so crazy. So they say, no, Los Eschatabom expires. The Sugya of Rava, who says it's Midoraisa, he says, Tak, it's Midoraisa. What does Midoraisa mean? Midoraisa means in the first door. Right? This is in the first door. That's Los Eschatim. What did the Torah mean? When you go into Eretz Yisrael and you meet the Shiva Umos, You're not allowed to intermarry with the ones you meet initially then when you go into Eretz Yisrael.
Even if they convert.
Even if they convert, correct. Even if they convert, you still can't marry the initial people who converted. But their kids, right? Let's say they convert and marry each other, or they convert and marry an Eved B'Shachrer, or a Ger, etc. Right? Then, the kids, then say, Los Eschatzim Bavim Baal. Now, it's not explicit either way in the Pesukim here, right? But it's not so crazy to say that this is referring to the initial Mifgash, the initial meeting in Eretz Yisrael, but it's like Mitzri and Adomi somewhat. It doesn't last. It doesn't last through the generations, and therefore, we can. What all Rava says that if there is an issue, if there is an issue after they convert, because Los Chatzim means a halos marriage, and that has to be referred to when they convert. He didn't say how many generations, and basically all the nesinas that are, okay. And David's zera was to extend it to later doros. Our midrabana, first door, is midoraisa. Very pashut.
So is Rabbeinu Tam disagreeing?
Yes, Rabbeinu Tam is disagreeing and saying that throughout the doraisa.
And Nesina are just the hefa tints of all
Shiva Sabbath. Yes.
The later doros and midrabana, is that only Nesina or all of it?
The later doros would be only Nesina, Mechora. Not the other, meaning nowadays, since the Sanhedrin, we don't have them. L'chora, later Doros of other Canaanim who might have somehow found their way in. I don't know if they made Xeron. Pasha's only Nesinim.
Is it clear that Rabbi Tam holds that it's talking about all Nesinim, not just the first generation?
Yes. Yes. First of all, I mean, some of the Rishonim who quote them are Mefurish, and all the Achronim assume it's Mefurish, but it's clear because. Because simple, because it's Pasha that David was the later generations, right? David was many generations after they first converted, and yet he made the Gzeira, and Tosu says his Gzeira wasn't in Isravia. So, and Tosu says they're already Osir Doraisin Los Chadmo. So it says in the days of David they were already Osir Doraisin Bia, and they're the later generations. So I think it's clear.
Is there any other way to understand Yeshua's role in this game? Meaning, it seems like. Rambam brings down that it is only for
right. So the simple pshat, one could get more along. Just a simple pshat in this way, the pshat from Zivu says that Yeshua and David did the same thing. Just one did it temporarily and one did it permanently. But Yeshua and David did the same thing. That's the assumption. Theoretically, can we make subtle look in between them? Yes, but for the sake of for meanwhile, let's assume that when I say David, I mean David and Yeshua. They did the same thing. They just did it in two steps.
But it couldn't be, because if Yeshua did it, say, for all generations, then there's no need for David.
No, so like the rest of the Yeshua did for all generations while there was a Mishkat, while there was a Mikdash. I mean, Yeshua goes into Rabbanan in all generations as long as there was a Mikdash. And David was Gozer for all generations even after the Korban. But they were both Gozer for later generations. And Yeshua wasn't Gozer on the people he met himself, he was Gozer on their kids, and until the Korban. And David was just Gozer on their kids past the Korban. Not so crazy. Yeah.
It can be that the Rambam works very well with Rashi.
What?
The Rambam works very well with Rashi.
Aha! So maybe we could say that the Rambam can answer the Stira in Rashi. Right? When Rashi is a Stira, meaning the Rambam is a Stira in Gemaras. The Stira in Rashi is similar to the Stira in the Gemaras. So just say, the Stira and Rashi's is that one is talking about the initial generation, and one is talking about later generations. So maybe he really holds like the Ramban. Right? You want to guess? Are you the first to think of that?
No.
No, I'm going to stop. It's very hard to be the first to... But, you know, in the old days, it was much easier to be the first to think of something, because they hadn't printed so many Sfarim. So nowadays, you almost never be the first to think of anything. It's always printed in Sefer someplace. Just sometimes it's a lot less work to think of it yourself than to read a million Svarim. But anyway, that's what that flaw says. That flaw right here says that the Rashi really doesn't hold like the Rambam. Rashi really holds, I mean, there's someone who really holds what we put in number 2. The Rambam really holds it. Rashi really holds like the Ramban. So that's what the flaw says. Says that Rashi
Not like the Rambam. He's not a pure Drabbanan person like the Rambam. The Rambam's explicit pure Drabbanan. From first door to second door to millionth door, the Rambam's explicit old Drabbanan. Los Chatamim is only before when they're Goyim. There is no Los Chatamim Daraisa they convert. But maybe Rashi just doesn't hold like the opposite of being a Tom like the Rambam. Maybe he holds the compromise sheet to the Rambam. That's what that flaw says. Okay, he makes it a little fancy and he throws it. If you look at it, he makes it more complicated in order to just have answers. Some other kashas he brings up, Ayin Shum, but he says he holds like the Rambam. When he says Hosef Kachabam and Makos and Sanhedrin, he means the first generation. When he says over here that it's only Drabbanan, he means the later generations. Okay, why, it's still a little funny, why would Rashi happen to pick in Makos to interpret the first generation and in Ksubas to interpret something in later generations? Maybe because in Makos talked about Malkos, so he wanted to find a Daraisa hesitancy here. It's not so crazy. Over here, he says something about the later generations. Why? Because the Mishnah was written in the later generations. In Makos, he says it's talking about the first generation, because since it says Lokin, and it's Daraisa, so it must be talking about the first generation. Ah, the first generation are not common nowadays. It still could be. I mean, you could find some Kanani who converts in the first generation. But it doesn't matter. It's worth having an uncommon case to explain why you get Malkus. So that's the Havlaz Pshat of Rashi. I think that's definitely possible. Definitely, eminently even possible. The slight dechak in the Ramban, the slight dechak in the Ramban is, you know, we'll sort of put a star by the what's a little dachuk, you know? Dachuk tas. What's dachuk about the Ramban? Sounds great. He has the spirit of first generation, later generations. What's a little dachuk about the Ramban is that now all the Gemaras that say Los Eschatin Bam, such as the Gemara Nivamis Ayin Vav, are talking about the first generation, which is a little funny because why would Rava be talking about the first generation? Now, and he's not just Rava's talking about the pasuk, but he's then taking the pasuk back into a brisa there. Why would Rava, the Kohen Tzedaka, he's assuming that's also talking about, why would Rava be talking about the first generation, like in Makos, Elohim Alokin, Anasim, it's the rice of first generation. Why would the Mishnah be talking about first generation? It's a little dog. We all know, actually, it's Taka Machlokas Tanaim. It seems to me Machlokas Tanaim where is it? I think it's in Yodayim and in Adios. Think about Machlokas Tanaim, Yodayim and Adios, whether we still have people from the ancient generations nowadays. And the Rambam, might even be near the ones on the Makarshi, he says, since these Sanhedrin, we don't have, there's no Amalek anymore, there's no Mitzri, and there's no Edomi, and there's no Mitzri, there are Arabs in Mitzrayim now, I believe. They come from Saudi Arabia. And there's no Edomim anymore. You know, I don't know, maybe they're Bedouins, but
the Copts are supposed to be the original Mitzri.
Okay, I don't know. But we paskenat. You know, there's no Amalek, there's no Shiva Umos, there's no any of these, there's no Amon, there's no Moab. That's how we pasken. Okay, not so clear that everyone paskened it. Certainly when we pasken, there are no first generation of sin anymore. Because first generation of sin means that he's a Kanani who happens to come and convert nowadays. But the Kanani were lost nowadays. What's a little dachuk is dachuk sas lomar de mayri ha hatanoim ve amoraim bidor rishon. It's not the end of the world, because that's the nature of Shas. We discussed theoretical cases. So maybe in the time of Rava, maybe even in the time of the Mishnayos and the Tanoim, there were no actual first generation Canaanite converts, but it doesn't matter. We can still discuss theoretical things, so it's not the end of the world. But it's a little bit dark. The last shita here, I think there are only four shitas in the Rishonim, is the most fascinating shita Lanius Daiti of the Ravid and the Meiri. What do the Ravid and the Meiri say? Anyone? What do the Ravid and the Meiri say?
in some ways it's like the Ramban, right? I guess if we say Rishonei Sfarad, we could say Chachmei Provence, right? Like the Ramban. That, oh, it depends. Some Nesinim have an Issur Reis Lo Sechat and Bun, and some really should be okay as only Gzeirah of David. But they don't mechalik between the generations. What's the chiluk of the Ravid? Anyone?
Escape funds.
What?
Escape funds. If they're good people, then they'll let them marry in.
Okay, yes, but I might add a little bit of chaluyos to that. I saw one of the Akronim, actually, Taka said that way. I forget who. If you're interested in looking up, in the... Yeah, the Chassam Sofer here says that it Taka just depends if they're good people or not. You know, if they're still goyisha people, then it's losses chatin bum. Once they learn the Jewish way of life, there's no more losses chatin bum, and dub, it was just gozer, not to teach them, not to bring them into the Jewish way of life, because of their, cruelty. Okay, but that's already a little, I don't know, a little too practical and not formal enough for the way I was trained in our yeshiva. The Rav and Miri say differently. Okay, which is, again, there's a whole discussion of Yosef Engel someplace has a simon as to whether there's such thing as Xerah d'Oraisa, but it's possible there. Hiltor is full of Xerah, so I never understood that. He says the same thing in the end. Anyway, I think I quoted here the Ravid, quoting the Ravan, he says, no. What does he say? He says, maybe we're going a little out of order in the Makor sheet. He says, Geri Arayus. What does he mean? He says they're alike, not necessarily equivalent. He says there are two levels of Geirus. There's two levels of Geirus. Now, this is, if this sounds to you like a big Chiddush, it should be. It should sound to you like a big Chiddush. Most, I would say, the mainstream halacha lemaisa derech that we paskin, and the majority Rishonim Achronim hold, Geirus is Geirus. There's pasul Geirus and kashul Geirus, right? Mol v'lo taval is not Geirus, and taval v'lo mol is not Geirus. Mol v'taval is Geirus. But there's Geirus and there's non-Geirus, and that's it. What is Geirah Arayus? So Tosfos says in Yevamos, there's two types of Geirah Arayus. There's some Geirah Arayus who meet the standard and are Geirim, and sometimes Geirah Arayus who don't meet the standards and aren't Geirim. But you're a Geir or you aren't. Zevul.
What's the translation of Geirah Arayus?
Sorry. Okay, Geirah Arayus, don't think of, right. Don't imagine nowadays, if you're Ashkenazic, you could easily make a mistake and think it's so on nowadays. Okay, people want to marry Arias, so they, or Arias, kind of Pogum, or whatever, so they convert. Now, here it's with an Aleph. Geirah Arias is referring to the story in Melachim Beis about the Kutim, right, that Sancheirav came and he exiled the Aseres HaShvatim, and he brought to Kuta, I don't know, someplace in Syria, Turkey, anyone know good at geography here? Someplace that direction. Whichever, someplace that way. Way, way, way that way. You know, in the Fertile Crescent. I don't know exactly who it belongs to. Islamic State, right? Not a problem. Someplace in the Islamic State. And he took the people from there and brought them to the Shomron. This was back when those things were still mutter. And they initially kept their old pagan religion, and then the lions came and ate them, right? There used to be, they don't imagine like nowadays, there used to be lions all over the place in Eretz Yisrael.
Little lions.
Not big lions.
Now they're called cats.
Okay. Yeah, but in those days, all over Tanakh people getting by lions. So the lions came and ate them, and they realized that some sort of educated Jew, a Cohen of some sort, who explained to them that, it's because, when you were living out there in Yenemsveld, it's a Beseder, but here in Israel, it's Paltrin Shel Melech, you can't get away with this anymore. So they started worshiping Hashem. It's not exactly clear how serious they were about it, or at least about leaving their Avodah Zarah, right? Did they just like, Yotzezayin Hashem, and in order to get rid of the lions? Or, no, sometimes you need an incentive, the Toshal Shema Balashma, and they really became proper Jews, and that's Machlokas, Geri Emes, Geri Reis, we'll mention in a moment. But that's a Geri Reis, means they're insincere Geirim. They were just trying to get rid of the lions. They were just trying to, you know, bribe the real God to get rid of the lions. Or, I guess from their perspective, bribe the Israeli God to get rid of the Israeli lions. But not Mamashtadi Sashem. So that's Gerer Reis. Gerer Reis means they were Gerim insincerely. So that's what he says. He says they were insincere Gerim. And now, what we say about insincere Gerim, again, most people, the majority mainstream halachic opinion, would be insincere Gerim. So you know what? Well, you have to figure out how insincere they are, right? We're all a little insincere about everything we do. You know, none of us are perfect yet. We're not all perfect Kali Musar yet. Everyone has a little insincerity, so you have to figure it out. If they're a little, you have to draw the line somewhere. That, of course, that's one of the big issues nowadays in Halacha L'Maaseh, right? You have to draw the line somewhere. If they're a little insincere, besaved to their kosher geirim, and they have to read extra Mesilas Sharim. And if they're very insincere, then they're dayim. And they're geiris apostle, either kosher or apostle, right? Says the Ravid, see, it says a chiddush. He says, Yeshua David Gadol and Shalom Kabbal Mim Gerim La'olam Gedei L'Shar B'Yisrael. So now you have to so he says they were Gerer Reis, they weren't Kasher Gerim. What was the Gzer of Yeshua and David? Not to be Makabel them as Gerim. So hold on. Now it started to sound very here. No, we'll just put it here. So there's more room. It started to sound very Pashut. Why the Los Eschatin bomb? Because it was a Pusel Gerus. But I'm gonna erase. Right? Here it is. A pusel geirus. If it's a pusel geirus, what do you need the gzeira of David? He says, David's gzeira was not to asher them. David's gzeira was to not be mekabel them in a new geirus and leave them. He didn't make an issur d'rabbanan. David just continued the issur d'oraisa. He was gozer midrabbanan to not convert them, and then they stay in the issur d'oraisa. That was David Gozar Shelo Lekablam Kigerim Gemurim. After all, right, it's up to us whether we're Mekabel Gerim, right? A Gerim needs a Bezdin. A Gerim can't convert by himself, right? If a guy's stuck in the desert island and discovers Judaism, he can't become a Gerim. He has to be accepted by Bezdin. So David was Gozar and all the Bezdins of the Jewish people not to accept them. And then Mimela Umimela Nisharim Isser Los Eschatenbaum. So here he's much more similar to Rabbeinu Tam. There's an Isser Los Eschatenbaum the Olam. Again, we're going to have to modify this. An Isser Los Eschatenbaum the Olam is much more similar to Rabbeinu Tam. The only difference is that Rabbeinu Tam said it's Los Eschatenbaum the Olam, and David Zera had nothing to do with Bia. David Zera was just Shibud, was just social class, was sociological. Well, the rabbi says, no, it's Los Chatzimot forever, and David Zera was Isrbiya. If it's already Los Chatzimot, happy David Gozer and Isrbiya. He was Gozer not to accept them as Gerim, and since we don't accept them as Gerim, in Mela, they stay with Los Chatzimot. So Halacha L'Maaseh, he ends up the same as Rabbeinu Tam. It's an Isr D'Oraisa forever, meaning Rambam and maybe Rashi say Isr D'Rabbanan forever. Ramban and Beit Midrash say, used to be Isr D'Oraisa, turned into Isr D'Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid both agree it's an Issur D'Oraisa forever, but for two different reasons. Rabbeinu Tam says they're stuck Issur D'Oraisa forever, Los Eschatenbaum means forever. And the Ravid says, no. They're not stuck Issur D'Oraisa forever. It's just David Zera not to accept them in Bezdin as Gerim. Once you don't accept them as Gerim, they live in Issur D'Oraisa forever. Now, of course, why can't the Ravid hold exactly as I put on the board that's Apostle Gerus? Yeah, because the same reason the Eved, right? We know Kedusha is Tophis and Nesina. We know what Eved Meshachar is allowed to marry Nesina. We know there's Kenas for Nesina. So, the Ravid knows that also. So he says, V'yem Tomer Ken Lomelem Kenas, V'litame Chodin Gelein Kedusha Leshin Kenas, El Alokha Kulim Gerim Heim, V'akosav Asron Lo'osan Sheva Umos V'osav Gerish V'shas Kibosh. He says, no. Rather, really, it is a proper Gerus. But there's an Isser of Los Eschatidbam. L'fishadayin adukim b'avrezor v'loshtach mipihem. But what's the issue of l'schatidbam? He says, even after they convert. Still, they're still going to be connected to avrezor. V'yim chazu v'kiblo sabezin l'achar mikan mutarim hayu ela shigazru aleihem. Here he says a big chish. What does he say? He says, it's not that their gerus is possible. Then they'd be goyim. It's clear in the scene of our Jews. There's no way out of that. Right? There's no way out of that. So it's not that it's a pasul gerus, but that even though they're Megaya, they're still in the Shalosh's Chatenbaum. Hold on. Then he turns into Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So, but what does he say? What's interesting of the Rabbeinu Dayak in the Raivet? If you read the Meir, it's a little clearer. There's an answer of Losis Chatenbaum. Let's review. According to Rashi, and maybe, and the Rambam, there's no, once you convert, there's no Losis Chatenbaum. Alright? When does Losis Chatenbaum? When does Lo Titchatenbaum stop? Right? The Rambam and let's call it Rashi say when they convert. Right? Rabbi Tam says never. It lasts forever.
It starts.
The Ban says after one generation. After conversion, obviously. He doesn't mean one generation when they're still going, one generation after conversion. What does the Raivit say? The Raivit says there's still Losis Chatenbaum. When does Losis Chatenbaum stop? When does it expire?
They're good.
Almost. I mean, yes, but formalize it a little. What does he say? When? What would happen that would take away the Losis Chatenbaum? If we did a second conversion, right? If we're Mekabel them. Right?
That doesn't mean a conversion, or that just means that you went from a base to you took a test, and yeah, I'm a good Jew, and I know a little bit about Parshas Shavua. Does that mean real Gerus again? So what was the first Gerus?
Well, you need Bezdin, right? I mean, it's not just whether you're good or bad, it's whether Bezdin accepts you.
No, but he said that the reason for the Chatenbaum is because you were said to go and do over Zara. If the reason for it is you said to go and do over Zara, that means it would stop when the reason stops.
Ah, but that's not, you must be wrong. Why must you be wrong? A, because you disagree with me. Seriously, because according to you, the Raivit doesn't work. Let's imagine the Sinim, four generations later, were the most wonderful Shomer Torah mitzvahs in the world. According to you, they should now be mutter to intermarry. But the Raivit doesn't say it. It says, no, only if Bezdin is mekabel in the Rotei. I mean, it doesn't matter the fact whether they're nice or not. It depends whether Bezdin accepts them as nice people or not.
Bezdin accepts them as nice people. Why can you say that?
What?
Why can't Bezdin accept them as nice people?
Okay.
Because they have two garrisons, and when we have two garrisons, I don't know what that means.
Okay, but I do. But okay, we'll continue this discussion. I hear your time, and I think we'll have to continue this discussion. But let's first take it one way. Says the Raivit, when Bezdin is mekabel them as full Jews. Meaning, the way I think the Pashup Shot is, what does Bezdin mekabel them, have to do with anything? Because if you said it was just Bezdin as Birur Metzius, then I don't understand you're saying, look, there's an issue of losses of Laskat, which depends on Metzius, and Bezdin is Mavari the Metzius. But that's not what's going on here, because then David couldn't be Gozer. David can't be Gozer to change the Metzius. It's that Bezdin decides whether to mekabel them. So I'm just saying, where's there precedent for Bezdin to decide whether to mekabel them? L'chora, the precedent for Bezdin to decide whether to mekabel them.
So, according to you, then why the rabbit started off with the reason for the Yisr?
What?
Why did the rabbit start off with the reason for the Yisr of Losses Chatim? If it didn't,
okay, let us, you know what? Let's leave that ambiguous one. When Bezdin is mekabel them, when Bezdin is mekabel them again as full Jews, Bezdin was mekabel them once as Tananim and Losos Chatenbaum. But when Bezdin mekabel them again as the full Jews, then the Isser Losos Chatenbaum. Then the Isser Losis Chatenbaum goes away. Meaning, it's up to Bezdin's Kabbalah. Now, why is it up to Bezdin's Kabbalah? Here, I have a fight with Gadisbin as to what's the Svara. What is the Svara of the right? And everyone else's Svara is Pasha. Rashi's Svara is Bidiyusan. Losis Chatenbaum, Shifu Shalmekra. And Tansar is also Pasha. Losis Chatenbaum means Chitun, it must be after they convert. And there's no time limit. The Ramban Svara is also Pasha, it must be after they convert. And it doesn't say that it lasts extra long, so it's only the people who it's talking about. The Raivit Svara is obviously a Chiddush here. That's the point. What's the Raivit Svara? So here we have two Pshatim. Me versus Gadisman. So, Gadisman says that they
the first Geirus was kosher. The first Geirus was kosher, was kosher. But there's an iser of Los Ischatenbam, which is Taloi be Kabbalas Bestin. Oz iser Los Ischatenbam because of Avodah Zarah, which is Taloi Bedas Bestin. That's what Gadam wants to say. I wanted to tie it a little differently. That what's pshat in the Raivid? The pshat in the Raivid is that, like, Mehech takes its telling Kabbalah's Bezdin. Why should he Bezdin to be Mekabal them? A, like, if it's Mishol Avodah Zarah, either say it's far as in generation like the Ramban, or say you have to just look at Mitzias if they worship idols or not. Why should it be up to Bezdin to be Mekabal them? And B, I think.
Geirus is a mice of Bezdin.
Ah, that you're agreeing with me then. Right. So
that's enough for somebody to get up in shul and the kavod mitzvahs.
So exactly. What I want to say is that no, is that the first Geirus
was
flawed.
Was there a conversion without Beit Din at some point in time?
No. Like, no.
Once Muslim Torah, then automatically Beit Din was involved.
Yeah. That first Geirus was flawed. Why was it flawed? It was flawed because they're still stuck with their Avodah Zarah, meaning, and therefore, what do we say? We say there is a, the first, it is a lower level conversion. A lower level Geirus works works for chiyuv mitzvos, right? I mean, lower level bezdin or the chayvin mitzvos. But what does a lower level bezdin not geirus not work for? A lower level bezdin does not, lower level geirus is not matir b'kahal, but not lehatiro b'kahal. The way I'm reading the Rife is the Chiddush here, there are two madargas of Geirus. There's Geirus Gemura, which makes you a regular Jew like you and me. And then there's a lower level Geirus, which makes you shy to mitzvos, but you can't yet intermarry with the existing Jewish people. There's still, you know, you have the responsibilities, but you don't yet have the privileges and share the destiny because you have not had 100% commitment. And then why is it Tolian Das Bezdin? And then Poshet. And to remove Los Ischatenbam, you need a second fuller Geirus with the Bezdin, of course. And that's why it's Tolian Bezdin's Kabbalah. That's what Aaron and I want to say. That what the Rabbi is saying is there's two levels of... there's two levels of conversion, and the proof of that will be A, the Me'iri doesn't prove the right, it only proves the Me'iri. He's going to say that when we come to the next section, next word of Kutit. But if you ask Mehechi Tesa, is there really such thing as a lower level of conversion that makes you chayv and mitzvos but doesn't let you intermarry the Jewish people? Have you ever heard of such a thing? So the answer is Machlokas. The Avnei Nezer claims that the Ramban, and Nebuka Yosef have heard such a thing, and the Tosfos and the Rashba have not. Fine. But we find that perhaps, we find a few precedents for that. What are the precedents for this? If this is the Chiddush, right? The Chiddush is, there's two Dargas of Geirus. There's a Geirus Gemura, which gives you all the responsibilities and the privileges and shared destiny. And then there's a lower level Geirus. Who is that lower level Geirus? Kananim. Why? Because the problem with Kananim was not, that we don't like Kananim. The problem with Kananim is that even when they're Megayer, they're still not separated from Avodah Zarah enough, which is a problem of the Geirus. It's not enough to passel the Geirus. But it's enough to have a flaw in the Geirus. Therefore, it's a Geirus to make them chayv and mitzvos, but not a good enough Geirus to remove the Isser Losas Chatavam and to allow them to enter the call. Therefore, you need a second Geirus in order to remove Losas Chatavam, and that's the Gzeirah of David. So here we say it is, there's Losas Chatavam Begeirusan Ad Sheyikavlu Osam Bezdin Sheinis, till they do it again. And Douglas goes there not to be mekabel them again. Either according to Gottesman, not to have a special yeshivas bezdin to remove losas chatavam, or according to me, not to have a second proper geirus that would remove losas chatavam. Now, what's the proof for this crazy finish? Just give me half a second. What is the precedent for this type of geirus? So, the Achronim find many. One is the next sugya, which we haven't gotten to yet, but next sugya, here, the Kutin, we'll see that the Me'iri says, for example, that that's shot in the Kutin. But even before that, the very fascinating discussion of how many things you need to do to be a ger, how many actions you need to do?
Three.
Mal, Taval, and? Karban, right?
Hartzas
Daman. I said actions. That's why I said actions. How many actions do you need to do? As you know the famous Chiddush of the Rav on this. You know this is a big debate in the old days, and less so nowadays, because it's really been won. Whether Kabbalah Smitzvah is really necessary for Geirus, as you can imagine. Politically, that's a big issue. And in the old days, you know, Rory Rachman had his opinion about this. We know what the Rav did whenever Rory Rachman had an opinion. And there are those who wanted to say, well, you don't need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. It only says two things about the Tavol. It doesn't say a third thing, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. And maybe the Rambam, you don't need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, etc. Maybe you can, you only need two things, not three. And so what most people did, who are not the Rav, is say, no, it says Mol Tavol, but you need three things. Just two are actions, and one is not, one, and one is a thought, and a speech. So it's really three things. Just two of them are actions, and one is a non-action. You know, two of them are mice, and one is a deeper. The Rav always had a deeper way of looking at things. The Rav says, no, it's Pashit, you only need two things, Mul and Tavel. What about Kabbalah Mitzvah? It says, Kabbalah Mitzvah is not one of the things you need to be a Ger. Kabbalah Mitzvah is the definition of Gerus. It's not one of the things you need. Kabbalah Mitzvah is Ger. Gerus means you want to start keeping the mitzvahs. You're accepting by yourself the mitzvahs. That's not a thing you need. That's not a T'nai. That's not part of the process of Gerus. That's Mahud of Gerus. Why didn't the Rambam say you need three things? Because you don't need to say that you need the Mahud of Geirus, right? You just need to say what the requirements, what the requirements are, right? When I tell you can do Kedushin, Kesef Shtar and Bia, you say, oh, what about the fact that you want to be married to her? That's not a rule of Kedushin. That is Kedushin. Now we want to know what's the rule for the process of how you do it. That's what the Rav says. It says, Kabbalah Mitzvah is not a din in Geirus. Kabbalah Mitzvah is Geirus. If you don't do Kabbalah Mitzvahs, you're not even in the parsha. You're doing something else. You're not doing Geirus in the first place. Once you do Geirus, what do you mean? Mul and Tavel. Okay, that was a tangent. But really, we know there's three things. Unfortunately, it's been 2,000 years, and sometimes some people forgot. But you need Mul, Tavel, and Artzos Dom. You need to bring a carbon Geirus. And there's a big machlokes whether that carbon Geirus is... Clearly, nowadays, you can be a Geir without a carbon. Right, we still have Geirah. There's a big machlokas in the time of the Mikdash, the Karban was Ma'akev, or was not Ma'akev to whatever...
Will they have to bring the Karban?
Yes, they will. To whatever extent the Mishnah Krisos has that maybe you can't eat Kudsh until you bring the Karban. Okay, all that is not our sugar right now.
Just about the Rav, there's a Gemara that says some people aren't allowed to convert because they want to convert for the benefit of living in Eretz Israel, better land, better food, better social class, or whatever. So there could be that they don't want, not against the Rav, but they don't want, they're not, there's no idea that they're going to be Kabbalah on this vote. They don't want to do that. They just want the benefit of being in the Jewish
community. Okay, so that's a whole sugya, which you're absolutely right, but we're not going to analyze right now.
I think you have a better value for you, for your Torah, and then the Chiddusher of Chaim, where he's talking about an Eved, whether the Eved, when the Eved is so close to the Marmit Kabil, whether the second wheel of the Rav or the Rav.
Okay, you're absolutely right, but
I'm reluctant to bring Raya from Eved because Eved is really its own process.
But
so even if
right,
even if Eved is a partial gayrus, I want a more a closer Raya than that. I want a closer Raya than that. So, Morty,
there's a big nachgamina between these two things on the right. What would happen if someone is a nice guy, or, and the next generation, his kids turn out to be rats? According to the second one, where they already had gayrus, technically the kids are still okay. But here, it just depends if you're a nice guy or not, it can go away the next generation.
Okay, not mukra. After yes, after no. Yesh ladun. Okay, let me just point out, I put here a Bartanura. The Bartanura says a big fiddish. Truth is, the Bartanura just says it very clearly. It's also in Tosfosim. If you look in Tosfos, anyone wants to look up the earliest Makoros, Tosfos increases Chesem and Aleph to Rassel Tzarech, and the Shita Mugubetzes increases Chesem and Beis Osgimel, which is from the Gilgim Tosfos. So it's before the Bali Tosfos here, but the Bartanura is the most explicit. He says, until you bring a Karban in the time of the Mikdash, what were you? You were a ger. Time the mixers out of carbon, you were ger. You have to do mitzvahs. What was the only thing you were excluded from?
Lavo
b'kahal. It's a lower level gerus that works for everything, but not lavo b'kahal. Not for the same reason. There it's a technical problem. You didn't do the procedure properly. Here it's a psychological problem. But we have precedent that, what has basically happened? The guy was mullen tovel. But he didn't bring a carbon. He wasn't miskariv to Hashem enough. So he wasn't miskariv to Hashem enough, so he's a good enough ger to do mitzvos, but not lavo b'kahal. So here we have a mol v'taval velo hevi, we'll call it karbano, just to avoid the machlokis in what to call it in that Mishnah. In krisos lo hevi karbano, Lefi, clearly the Rav Ravadya Bartanura, and Tosfos is pretty clear in Krisos Chesam and Aleph, and the Shittim Kubetzes in Krisos Chesam and Beis, and maybe even the Rambam. What's the Rambam's Lashon? The Rambam's Lashon, Hilchos Mechusri Kapara, is there's a fascinating machlokus in the Mishnah there in Krisos. I think where Elizabeth Yaakov or someone says, b'chusar kapara, just like a zav and a zav, etc., and yoledes need to bring a karbon. So too, because they need this kapara. So too the ger, and we possibly like, no, a ger is not like b'chusar kapara. These guys are tameim, and they need a certain tara. The ger is a different. What's the reason the ger bring the karbon? To bring him into the kahal. The Gemara says, just to bring him into the kahal. So you can read that two ways. One way of reading it is, means he just has to bring a carbon because he's entering the Jewish people. But if you're literally, what does coming into the kahal mean? We know what bia b'kahal means, lo yavo b'kahal Hashem or yavo lo b'kahal Hashem, right? If you read the Gemara very literally, I don't know if literal is sometimes shot, sometimes not. But if you read it very literally, it's to bring him into the kahal, then maybe it's not just to celebrate bringing him into the kahal. Maybe literally he needs the carbon to go into the kahal. Oh, he's a ger without the carbon. Hey, he's a ger without the karbon, but a lower level ger, gerus sug bet. So he needs a karbon to have gerus sug aleph. Again, I'm not saying nowadays. Nowadays, you all know people convert and they marry you and me. But in the days of the Mikdash, if you could bring a karbon and don't, then you can't be babakal. That's mafursh in the bartender right here, right? Kevin shemol v'tavu mocha lecho b'kadshim ve'ein karbon akvo elami lovo b'kal. And also, the Tosfos in Krisos says, until he brings a karbon, he's Passels, a Kohenis from Truma, and the Shittim Gubetza says there, and the Tos says he's not Mutter B'Kahal, and maybe the Rambam holds that way. The Lush and the Rambam holds Mechosri Kapara, I'm not promising anything Bichlal, but the Lushan of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, here we are, is, I'm just finding the page. Ger Shemol V'Tovol Adayin Lohevi Karbono, etc. Shekarbono Ikvo, the carbon is ba'akiv him, Leos Ger Gomer, to be a complete Ger, the Leos could call Kishrei Yisrael. He's not a Ger Gomer like Kishrei Yisrael until he brings a carbon. Now, what does he mean? He's not like Kishrei Yisrael. So you don't know. Maybe he just means Stam Mibchinas philosophy. He's not as kosher until he brings, I don't know what he says, he can eat korbanos. He's chayav in mitzvos. He's just not a gerger kol kishur Yisrael. But we know what a kosher person and a pasul person means. Kosher about people usually means yosin. That's what kosher and pasul means. It means yosin. When you have the mishnah in the first paragraph of Amos, af mi she'elu poslim ve'elu machshirin. Poslim and machshirin means yosin, right? So I'm at the locus about yibam there. So the Rambam really does maybe sound like the Rav didn't think so. It said, oh, that's the sheet of Metz's increase us, but it's not the Rambam. But when the Rambam says he's not kishra, he's not a ger gomer. Clearly he thinks he's not a ger gomer. Oh, he's a ger, but not a ger gomer. So he clearly thinks he's a low level geiris. He says not kosher yet, and the Avnei Nezer I saw had another very nice diuk. The Avnei Nezer's fascinating diuk was that the Rambam's perek on intermarriage, Yisuri diuk perek yudet. And the Rambam says, Yud Gimel is where he discusses conversion. He says the carbon, he says, this is a great deal for the Avnei Nezer. He says, you need a milat filin carbon, and nowadays you don't need the carbon. So they says the, that's a deal, says, why is he putting that in Yisuri Bia? If it's just stam, you have to bring a carbon, what does that have to do with Yisuri Bia? It should be in Hilchos Karban, in Sefer Karbanos. Says, no, it's an Isur Bia, because it's an Isur Bia until you bring a carbon in time to Mikdash. Okay, that's it. Could be not. The Avnei Nezer thinks the Rambam thinks so, and so do a lot of other opponents. The Rav doesn't think so. But maybe the Rambam holds, again, based on what to Diyukim, maybe. He says he's not a kosher Yisrael and a Ger Gomer. Kashrus usually means Yichus. And he puts carbon in Hilchos Yisur Bia, even though it's also in Hilchos Mechusri Kapara. Okay. Maybe, maybe not. But clearly there's a shita that a partial gerus in terms of the process, he did two-thirds of the process in the old days, you're ger, but you can't intermarry the Jewish people yet. Ger, but still los is chatin bam. So already it's not such a crazy precedent. The Rav had another diuk, interestingly, that when the Rambam talks about, you have to see what you think of this diuk. When the Rambam talks about Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, and Adomi, and Hilchos Yisuri Bia, Perek Yud Bet. Perek Yud Bet, Halacha, Yud Zayin, he says. Amon Amod Mitzrayim and Edom, Kishe Yisgar Echonim Areu Ki Yisrael, Lechol Dover Elolin and Bia Bakahal. Says he's like Yisrael for everything except for Bia Bakahal. Why didn't he say he's like Yisrael, but there's an Isser of Bia Bakahal? Sounds like the Isser of Yibba Kahal is a chisar in how much he's like Yisrael. Okay, maybe, maybe not. But it could be there's such thing. Basically, the chiddush here is that it's not black and white. There's not ger and not ger. There's in between. There's gerim she'enam gemurim. And what's a ger she'enam gomer is someone who has responsibilities to keep the Torah, someone who's achiv hu b'mitzvos, and he is parallel to an eved, right? An eved is achiv b'mitzvos, but not, okay, but nonetheless a lot. And we can't intermarry them, but the achiv mitzvah is one thing. But to be baba kahal means to share the destiny, right? That is not that much range yet. Could be for technical reasons. He hasn't brought a carbon. Carbonus are not technical. Carbonus are deep and philosophical. But what I mean is, could be because of the process he hasn't brought a carbon. Could be because of the sincerity of the geirus. Maybe the Kutim were, if they're insincere, the Rugachover also wants to say, based on the Rambam Bel Shimshon, that any Ger is insincere, still has an issue of intermarriage. Okay, you have to see if you like that. Shot or not, if you want to look up the Rugachover, it's in the greatest, I found the lengthiest discussion, the Shut, which we have in the shelf, little paperback, Hilik Aleph and Memvav. It's supposed to be even longer discussion than the other Shut Rugachover, which I don't have. Anyway, and three. Here we have, it's a question of sincerity. And here we have, it's a question of process. And three is our sugya, right? The Nesinim, or the Zayin Umos, where it might be a question of context, according to the Ravid. And the Meiri says sincerity here also. Right, the Rambam says context. You know what, there's some Gerim who, even if they appear to be very sincere, since they're in their land where they're mushrish and they're worst avodah zarah in the world, there's a certain pagam which they can't get rid of. And the Meiri, when he says here about the scene, he says, no, really, Nesina was also a matter of sincerity. He says, why? What's the difference between Sivak Umos and everyone else? I think about it. Go back to biblical times. If a guy comes from Spain to convert, so must not be sincere until proven otherwise. If a Kanani converts when the Jews come with Yeshua, obviously he's not sincere. I mean, he's under a lot of pressure there, right? He's going to get in big trouble. If he's a Kanani found in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Kibush Haaretz. So therefore there's an assumption, there's a presumption rather, I mean, of insincerity. Okay, so that's the big chiddush of the sugya, that there might be such thing as a lower level geiras, which, and this bia bekahal, what's the chiddush? Me versus Gottesman here. Gottesman telling us you're a geir or you're not, it's an on-off switch. Oh, why is there such thing as los chatam of asur lava bekahal? That's an iser on certain kinds of Jews. And what I'm tainaing is, and the Rav agrees with this taina, even though he doesn't agree with it in the Rambam, what I'm tainaing is, no, is that bia b'kahal is part of the process of geirus. There's a low-level geirus which gives you Torah and mitzvos, but not bia b'kahal. And there's a higher-level geirus which even gives you bia b'kahal, and that's what the Rav means. They had a lower-level geirus. How would you get rid of los hasatzavam when you have a higher-level second geirus? But the Rav goes there not to do that higher-level second geirus. Okay, I'll just point out that before someone raises their hand and says this, this could also explain the Steer and Rashi. You could say he's like the Ravid. It doesn't work as well. It's a little duck in Testament Aleph, but you could say Dovid goes early him. But what was the Gzeira of David? The Gzeira of David was just not to accept him in the second Geras, and then Melech lost his Chatenbon, and it resolves the Steer of the Ravid. This is what the Pnei Yeshua says. Again, he says it all with slightly different details. Says Rashi, Sover, like the Ravid, not like the Rambam, that's how he answered the Steer and Rashi. Like the Ravid, it's lost his Chatenbon, and it's the Gzeira of David. Why? Because David was gozer, not that he makabel them and give him a second kosher, more kosher geiros to get rid of losis chatenbam. Okay, you have to be a little nidchat in Ein Tesem Aleph, because their Rashi sounds like it's bitam avdus, not bitam kananius, not bitam losis chatenbam. You have to say Rashi there is lavdavka, it's just Derek Remis.
How can one really compare between the sugyo of Putin, where the whole level of geiros is a different kind of geiros? By Mol and Tobal, he's in the middle of it. His gerus is a good gerus. It's a temporary problem that he hasn't finished
so
yet.
What I would say is this. Is that you're right, meaning the Kanan and the Kutum go on one side, the guy who didn't bring his carbon goes on the other side, but I think this is pshat. The whole process of gerus is symbolizing your acceptance of the philosophy of gerus. This guy who's missing the carbon, he might be very sincere, but since he hasn't done the process of showing his level of sincerity by karbon, so he is a little bit like Kutin. Just Kutin are people who are actually very insincere, and this is the guy who may or may not be sincere, but he hasn't done the halachically prescribed way of demonstrating his sincerity in Lashma, and that's the problem. The truth is there's a... Some are going
to
want
to
be clever.
He hasn't gotten
and,
to it.
What?
He hasn't gotten to it.
Okay.
He doesn't have,
right, but that's the nature of formalizing processes, that if you haven't, you know, the, what if I took my driving test and I didn't send in the last form and I get pulled over and another guy, Mamish, doesn't know how to drive the file and get pulled over, why do we both get the same doch? He doesn't know how to drive and he's endangering the public. I forgot to pay the fee. So I should get rebit for Hatzmadah on the fee, and he should get, thrown in jail. Why don't you get the same punishment? Because that's the nature of how these things work, that getting the proper piece of paper is the way to formally establish that I know how to drive. And legally, you go in front of the judge and try to tie me, you're not going to get anywhere. If you don't have the piece of paper, then as far as the judge is concerned, you can't drive, because that's the way it works. When you have a certain formal process, if you don't do it, then it's as bad, we know it's not really, but it's as bad as not doing what lies behind it. And I think that's, again, if you want, someone could be a reformed Jew and say, no, we shouldn't formalize anything, it just depends what's in your heart. But that's for very, very good reasons. Okay, read Halacha and Halacha Mind. That's not what we say. We say that, no, of course you're not going to leave a buy, but you demonstrate what's in your heart by certain formal processes, and if you didn't do the process, then you don't get credit for what's in your heart, halachically. Up in Shemayim, Baal Shem Tov will give you credit. Up in Shemayim. But halachically, I always wondered if the Grub would give you credit up in Shemayim, but the Baal Shem Tov certainly would, and I'm something about the Grub, but down here on earth, You don't get credit. So therefore, you could say, look, you're a malvatavah, you didn't bring the karban. So if you didn't bring the karban, you makariv you to Hashem. It's as if you're not close to Hashem. I know it's formal, but that's the way halacha works. Okay.
The karban is being makir, but what's the point of saying that the tefillah is not being makir?
Ah, all the Rishonim discuss this based on the Gemara, and the answer generally is because it's a gzeiras hakasav of o asher b'sochachem chilagur tanger o asher b'sochachem dorosechem. It's a gzeiras hakasav that in all doros you can have full gerus, which means that even the door of the korban you're allowed to have full gerus. So people take this Rishonim. Take this in two ways. Some Rishonim say, what this proves that Korban's never ma'akev at all. That's not the sheet I'm discussing. The Rasechem proves, if you get a Geras in all doors, Korban's never ma'akev. It's just a mitzvah l'chachila. The way the Rambam and others take it is that, no, Korban is somewhat ma'akev in the Zman of the Mikdash. When you can do it, it's not ma'akev. When you can do it, it's ma'akev. When you can't do it, it's not ma'akev. That's a chiddush, but not for delving deeper into right now. Okay, so it's a... I see the hour is already a little late, and again, we're trying to fool the new people in order to get them to keep coming and thinking that Shir doesn't go for 4 hours, right? So don't tell them. This is the Nesinim by Gerim. It's somewhat of a similar discussion, but maybe we will push off the chazering, what we learned about Kutim, till the next year, when we'll also, of course, go on. So we will go back to Tosfos Ramas of Alakusis. I mean, the sodos I think we have. We'll go back to Tosfos Ramas of Alakusis and give Gosman time to reflect and meditate until the next time. And the next time, what we'll do is I'll see how far we get. But maybe we will just finish up the Mishnah. You say there's not that much more to the Mishnah, but it all depends. You know, mainly Indian, but also Indian. Tosus v'adirimasav al eishes achiv brings up a very, very interesting discussion there, which maybe we'll go into. You know, it's always a suffix. I never know if I'm a career right or wrong. You know, things come up four places in the Perek, so where do you discuss them? But maybe we'll go into a little deeper some of the lumdas of Tosfos Maskil, Vial Eishes Achiv, and if we can, we'll even be able to cover some a little weiter in the Gemara. I printed up some Makoros. I didn't get a chance to type in all the Makoros I wanted to print up, but, you know, enough to keep you busy for 2 weeks. So if everyone could just take this, and then I'll email out. I want to add a few things, so I'll email it out later. Bezrat Hashem. I will see you, Bezrat Hashem, on Monday.
So, at the first level, here, that you want to tackle one thing that still is